Okay, this is RT Radio number one for Saturday, March 18th, 2006, the initial episode. I had this idea of really wanting to have a radio show. I've been trying to get one on the community radio station, but they're pretty formal. And so I was like, I've been listening to a lot of podcasts. I don't need to wait. I can do this on the internet. And so this is an internet radio show. And much like a podcast is kind of the technical analog of something like a blog, this radio show is going to be kind of like the conceptual analog of a blog, because it's just music and stories and things that are kind of coalesced in my life. So in the last month, I went on tour and took a trip to Detroit and have been trying to do things around Bloomington too. So there's two sets today. The first is songs related to my trip to Detroit, both on tour and to visit a friend. And the second is songs that make me think about Bloomington. So the first song that we're gonna play is a song on Motown Records. It's Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, Heat Wave. It's a song for the spring.
Thank you. don't see. And we can take a walk through the underground alleys, home of the dope fiends, where there's no hope and no dream, just a tragic reality. Put a strain on their capacity, it's like life's a fight. They still play the shadow in the light of side of life, in the line of Christ. I feel the pain in every line I write, with a blood-filled pen to the brim with the sins of men. No tour bus could ever take you where my Tim's have been. Neighborhoods where niggas do nothing but live to sin. They wave past hunger, it's a thirst for the cash, and every action they take is worse than the last. Yeah, the city coming back, but niggas is leaving, either upstate or on the pavement bleeding, and my statement is seeming. It's like people ain't blind to the fact
they just scared to speak it. Have you ever been through the D?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it's like on the street?
Nah.
Then you probably never been through the D, cause all we see is violence and tragedy.
I'ma take you straight to the soil. The roots of the turf is underground, and the earth is a boil. You will pop flames, engulfing your lanes till you spoil. The fact remains is that we slicker than oil. Yo, and I'm the one in between the two threes. The D ain't all about hoes, clothes, gators, and cream. Although it seems that we just hustling and busting, killing each other, weighing out triple beams. Hitting the aisle, hitting the miles, 6, 7, 8, beefing over street state, empty your rhyme. That's all we about, dog, no, it's deeper than that. And don't be scared to come here, cause we'll come where you at. We revolutionaries, getting ready for war. Pack a massive mind power for the enemy's door. You fool boy, you must be ready to die. Detroit ain't about that bullshit, so quit telling them lies.
Have you ever been through the D?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it's like on the street?
No.
Then you probably never been to the D, cause all we see is
violence and tragedy.
You see.
5 years old, I had to learn this rap shit fast. I was too old for titty, but too young to get ass. This nigga said, dawg, don't rap as if you from here. They won't like it out of state, and that'll end your career. Wanna be a rich rapper, but not an MC. Simply write your favorite rapper if he's not from the D. Oh, I guess I gotta floss and cop shit that cost more to prove to these broke niggas that a nigga got dough. Or, be even worse, dig wise, rehearse and take pointers from him, come back singing my verse. Nah, that shit is not me, Poppy. I'ma pop 3 bullets at 1:30 your time. I'm from the hot D. A liquor store on the west side got hit. North, south, and the west side, same old shit. The crime rate on the east coast rising a bit. West, down, south, and midwest, same old shit. Government officials in America could be the pits. And every country in the world is the same old shit. That's why some sleeper on this bitch ain't always easy to get. Because I think the D in hell is the same old shit.
Have you ever been through the D?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what it's like on the streets?
Nah.
Then you probably never been to the D, cause all we see is violence and tragedy.
What you see? We spit 16 greater than most. I'ma show you the D. Like Ben Wallace low in the post. And them fake niggas never been us. Plus they cry when they go to sleep, cause they know the Glock might bust. Black man spit truth, the mind of a martyr artist by all means. And we plan to stay. I put a quarter in this game, I was trained to change. While you niggas running fluke plays. High losing your mind, hiding behind more holes in a fluke lane. 21 years is only a few days to learn. This earth is a urn, you the ashes. As far as destiny is concerned, we the masters of life. Hip hop to inspire, burn my kingdom, you must use fire. So power move the D. So don't say shit about my city unless you've been in the street.
We'll be right back. to blood. Know how to start again, start again, start again, start again, start again, start again.
Through boughs of weeping willows I see you. Through cracks and wooden slats of shack housing I see you. Through factory steam and junkyard dust, fire hydrant water, hospital gowns, crowded dance floors and athletic TV screens, I see you. Through slave ships and radio waves, religious fog and graveyard dirt, I see you. When I was a boy, they called me that. As I grew, they called me that and worse. The word black hung from tongues like thick brown sap, dripped through lips like loose meat, shook from fingertips, pounded from fists, or hovered in the air like police helicopters. Black was always shit and rotten. Stop acting black was never sweet, never rich, was never universal or outer space, was never onyx and oil and diamond dust, and white was always snow, always pure, it was never smoke or smog or blinding or plain, it was always light and good, not dark and bad like dirt. They say there are places in Africa where the dirt is so black, so dark, so rich, anything can grow in it, and that's what I want to be. That's what culture means, isn't it? A place where things can grow? I want to be that. I want to be diamond-dusted carbon creases, black as the innermost core of the earth, dark as a math class blackboard, that expanse of space where some of our first problems were solved. I want to be that black. I want to be dark as the cool shade you seek when the bright white light is just too hot. I want to be black as Michael Jordan's head cutting through the sky, leaving not a trace. Black as Marley's hair whipping like dread, locked in a cage of angry bones, spinning round and round and round and around the redemption songs of fire. I want to be black as Paul Robeson, the day he broke the race barrier at Rutgers, sang opera, yet never turned his back on us, who learned how to speak 12 languages fluently so that he could hear his way through the world, come back and teach us so-called darkies and white trash the things that are being done in our name. I want to be that black. I want to be Claude McKay black, Elijah McCoy, Benjamin Banneker black, Nina Simone, Tracy Chapman black. I want to be Coltrane black. I want to be Dreadlock black, Sapphire black, Nat Turner, Malcolm X, Frederick Douglass black. I want to be Harriet Tubman Tough, C.L.R. James, James Baldwin, Bayard Rustin black. I want to be How's It Going, Brother? What Up, Sister? Black. I want to be Langston Hughes. I want to be Michael Jackson black. Yeah, I said it. 'Cause Mike was so black, he danced and sang and performed so hard, I'm telling you, it fell off. My grandmother had vitiligo, was the same complexion as Mike when she passed. As for the rest of that mess, that came from Mike's father, who himself was a black man in a steel town in a racist country that would not let him vote. Was he a motherfucker? Hell yeah. But what was going on in Papa Joe Jackson's American life that made him make his children dance while he whipped them with a belt? I am Michael Jackson black because I can understand how insane this world can make you feel. When I was a boy, they called me that. As I grew, they called me that and worse. White children wanted to cut me to see if my blood was black. They did. It was. I am.
You just heard Blair with a piece called Into Darkness from his record Jet Black White Noise, which is self-released. Blair is a poet and a folk singer from Detroit, and Defiance, Ohio. I was lucky enough to get to play with him at a show in Ann Arbor at Punk Week a couple of years ago. And when I was in Detroit, I saw Blair perform that piece in between sets of youth poets at a citywide slam poet competition. And I wish that recording kind of captured the power of his performance, and really like the power of all the young poets who I saw that night. And it really made me, I was really impressed. I wish that I had that kind of consciousness and voice when I was younger. Before that was a band from Detroit called The Gibbons that Defiance, Ohio played with on tour in Detroit. That track was The War on Terrorism Part 1 from their record Hope Incorporated on Salinas Records, which is a Detroit-based DIY punk label. Before that, rap artist called Violence and Tragedy with the track Above All from the Breaking Ground mixtape compilation, which was a benefit for a Detroit-based community organizing group for youth called Detroit Summer. Before that, a new band that actually isn't from Detroit. They are from Ann Arbor, and they're called Boxcars, and we were also lucky enough to get to play with them in Detroit, along with the Gibbons. That song was called Shadows, and it's off their demo CDR that just came out. And finally, to start things off, was Martha Reeves and the Vandellas with Heat Wave, which was released on Motown Records. Now there's going to be some songs that make me think about Bloomington. These are either Bloomington-based bands or bands that have played in Bloomington in the last couple of weeks. The first track is going to be from this great Brooklyn two-piece electro-punk band called Matt and Kim. It's called Silver Tiles.
Never. Thank you. got in a, why don't you come closer than you come before? Got in a, let down your guard, do it slowly, it's not hard. And my God, and I will grow many things to show my God, day name. God in me, do you have the time, or a nickel or a dime? That could always be mine, my God, day name. In my God, and I will grow many things to show my God, day name.
Murder in the last, 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 murder in the last
You've been listening to Rachel and Her Children by a band called Mount Gigantic. They're from Bloomington, and they played recently at the new Landlock Music, which is a pretty sweet new record store that just opened up next to Boxcar Books. And before that was Lemuria, which is a band of friends from Buffalo, New York, who played in Bloomington a couple of months ago. But I just now got around to listening to their CD. That track was Piranha off their self-titled CD, and I think it's a 7-inch too. And that's put out as a split release on Art of the Underground Records and Standstill Records. Before that, a song titled Gardener by Gallon Ladd, which is maybe from Bloomington. Stuce was living here for a couple of months, and now she's on this really awesome trip to document different alternative education programs and free schools and things like that all around America. But again, that track was Gardener off of their demo CDR, which is self-released. Before that, a song which sounds like two songs, but it's actually one from a band called Shapes and Sizes from Canada that played at Landlock with Mount Gigantic. It was a really great show. They were a really interesting band to watch. That track, Islands Gone Bad, from their new record, which I think is self-titled and self-released. And to start that set off, Matt and Kim with Silver Tiles from this really amazing CDR that they had over the summer that came in an envelope that appeared to actually be postmarked, so they must have just sent a bunch of envelopes to themselves to package this release. This show has been RT Radio number one, the first installment of this internet podcast radio show that I'm trying to do, and you can listen to it in the future by downloading it or streaming it or podcasting it with your aggregator from jeff.terraware.com on the World Wide Web. One more song to end things up with, this band Ganglion from Minneapolis, who just played a really awesome show last night. They're one of my favorite bands right now. And this track is off their brand new CD. It's called Internal Combustion, and it's pretty amazing. I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening.